Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. Mark Lawrence taking a day off out today trying to kill Bambi's mother or father. I'm one of those people. He's hunting with his bow and arrow. That's a scary thought to me. But in any event, Steve Kushilov has been kind enough to join us this morning. One of my favorite left-wing snowflakes and liberals and...
Wow, Joe.
An ardent Joe Biden supporter from way back. I mean, he goes way back with Joe. Met him personally. He's dealt with his campaign.
Yes, I did.
All right.
1972.
Former Sunbury City Council member, longtime employee of CEDACOG, where he specialized in politics and,
whatever, Joe,
and whatever he needed to be done.
I tell you, I can't keep up with you today. You're going back, you know, one minute I'm a snowflake, the next minute I specialize in politics. I feel like a tennis ball, but I know you don't play tennis, so.
Oh, but you're wrong. I do.
Well, I know you call it playing tennis, but I've heard
no,
the
I
reports.
No, I played it once and couldn't run fast enough to keep up with the ball.
No.
But in any event, Steve, it's great to have you here. And all kidding aside, Steve is someone who has been an ardent Joe Biden supporter from day one. And I've got some serious questions to ask him today about that support. And I'm sure he'd like to come back on me with some serious questions. And don't be exasperated, Steve. I have a serious question I want to ask you. But first of all, let's tell you that the program On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. It is an open phones day. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials and build your own Ford car, or truck right to your specifications on their website. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. So,
now, wait,
you're somebody, I'm not going to ask you a tough one.
I do reserve the right,
okay,
before you ask me this serious question, I do reserve the right to respond the way that Republican senators respond to serious questions. They say, I'm not going to play your gotcha games. So
well,
go
this
ahead.
Isn't a gotcha game. You voted. I mean, I did want to set at the outset that you were a big Joe Biden supporter, and not a Johnny-come-lately to Joe Biden's efforts to become the president of the United States. You've been with him for quite a while in terms of support.
Yeah.
All right. Now, he's won. You know, I always used to say I watch a dog chase a car down the street, and one day he got a hold of it and didn't know what to do with it. So, what do you, as a good Democrat and a Joe Biden supporter, what do you want to see him do? What do you want to see him accomplish right out of the gate?
I think the number one thing, and I think he's already tried to do this, is to try and unify the country. Now, unify the country, that's almost too broad, you know, because you're not going to, I don't know if you're going to see that, but at least I want to see Biden make it clear to those who opposed him that he will work as hard for them as he did for those who supported him. I want to see him show some understanding for what the attraction of Donald Trump is or was. You know, let's face it, Joe, I'll be honest. I mean, people like me, we can sit here, we can make fun of Donald Trump, we can go out on Facebook and make all these nasty comments.
And there were plenty of them.
Sure. But there are reasons, there are many good reasons why people supported Donald Trump. I don't think they're all good reasons, but I think, to be honest, I think after 2008, 2009, when we had the terrible recession, and we saw things like, we saw big banks getting bailed out, we saw the auto industry getting bailed out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then we saw things, and those things I think were positive, but then we saw managers of big stock groups, hedge fund managers, getting these huge bonuses. I mean, the rest of the, not the rest of the country, but much of the country really suffering, and hedge fund managers are getting huge bonuses. And I think there was a great part of the population that said, what the heck? Why am I being left behind? Why isn't there more focus on my problems? You know, because they were certainly affected. And I think for a lot of those people, Donald Trump came along and they felt this was a guy who had an understanding of their issues and was going to try and address those issues.
How is Joe Biden going to demonstrate his willingness to work across the aisle and show these Republicans that voted for Donald Trump that he's going to work for them? What concrete steps would he take to do that? Because so far, announcing the things he's going to do on day one by executive order, those aren't exactly things that are going to engender him dearly to Republicans.
No, but I think from what I've read about some of these first day executive orders, a lot of them are simply going to be to rescind a lot of the executive orders that Donald Trump signed. Things like getting us back into the climate accord. I think one of the first things he could do is try to reengage with Iran. But so you say, how is he going to do things concretely? Maybe the first thing you got to start doing is trying to talk to these people who are across the aisle. As has been pointed out, you know, the toughest person he's going to have to deal with is Mitch McConnell. I think, wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, I don't think Mitch is going to be a pushover.
Right.
But I think that he has a long-standing relationship with Mitch McConnell, which
right.
would not be unlike the relationship that Ronald Reagan had with Tip O'Neill.
Oh, totally. In fact, and I read this before, and I heard it mentioned on TV again the other night, Mitch McConnell was the only Republican senator who attended the funeral of Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden. So, yeah, that you, just like you said, so there's already a relationship. And you mentioned Reagan and Tip O'Neill, and it's been said over and over, yeah, they would fight it out like crazy during the day, and
they'd
then at
have
night,
a beer.
They would, yeah, they'd get together for a drink afterwards. They really would.
Okay, but how, if Joe Biden is going to unite us, I've had some people say, yeah, I hear Biden say about uniting. I hope he gets the same kind of uniting behind him that the Democrats gave President Trump, you know, with day one, a women's march protesting and the resistance forming immediately and people posting things are leaving the country if he gets elected. You know, you could make the argument, and it is an argument, that the Democrats didn't exactly give President Trump a chance. We don't know what might have happened if they had approached him a little differently.
And we don't know what might have happened if Donald Trump had approached them a little differently. You know, I mean, from the...
Well, who has the responsibility to be a little bit deferential?
Who
the President
knows?
Of the United States deserves recognition as our president and respect, whether he is a Republican,
well,
a Democrat, or whatever.
You know, they're all grown-ups. They're all grown-ups, and you know, you would hope that people at that level would get over, or at least get beyond, well, who should approach who first. You know, one of the first news conferences that I saw with Donald Trump was he stood up and said, speaking of the national economy, he said, we inherited a mess, for heaven's sake. Barack Obama and Biden pulled the country out of a great recession. They had the unemployment going down. They had job growth going up. If anything, Donald Trump inherited a situation that was on the upswing. He, you know, if Donald Trump had come out that first day and said anything like President Obama made some good strides in bringing our economic situation under control. We want to build on that. You know, that would have been one thing. But no, he said, we inherited a mess, a mess. So right there, he's throwing the gauntlet down. Every time we have seen it.
But Barack Obama said he inherited a mess.
He did inherit a mess. For heaven's sake, Joe, you were around in 2008, 2009.
Yeah, but I mean, you can make the argument that President Bush was doing some things to turn it around. Yes, we'd had a rough spot.
Right.
But he wasn't like Herbert Hoover. He wasn't sitting there with his thumb up his nose hoping things would work themselves out.
Right. And if Barack Obama, and I never heard those words from Obama, we inherited a mess. Obama, if he had, I don't remember anything that he said that would have been derogatory necessarily towards Bush once the election was over,
Right.
So they had a working relationship. In fact, if you recall back in 2008, 2009, during the campaign, the presidential campaign, I think Obama and John McCain, who were running against each other, came to Washington, met with administration officials, and were working with administration officials on efforts to turn things around even then.
Well, you know, you and I have known each other for a long time, and you're a reasonable guy. I'd like to think I am, too, in some respects. I saw the look in your face when I said that. Obviously, you don't agree with me that I'm a reasonable guy.
Oh, sometimes.
But, you know, people on the left, and I'm not tarring and feathering everybody, but, you know, there's so many people that believe, and I've seen memes like the people who voted for Trump may not be a racist, but they've agreed racist and being a racist isn't a deal breaker. I'm tired of his lying, his cheating, his this or that and the other thing. So even if Joe Biden wanted to unite the country, the rank and file Democrats and people on the left don't want to be united with Republicans these days. And even you posted something that you thought every Republican office holder ought to be driven out of office.
You're going to have to, you know, I've posted a lot. Now, I could bring up Facebook.
I remember that one. I've saved
well,
it.
Well, you know, I think maybe many of them should. But, hey, listen, you know, Democrats, we got a lot of Democrats in this country, just as we got a lot of Republicans in this country, and they're not all lily white. Joe, before the election, before Joe Biden got the nomination, my fights on Facebook were with Democratic progressives.
I know. I saw. I'm a Facebook friend of yours. I saw them.
You know, in fact, just the
other
day.
You had to do a lot of defending of Joe Biden's moderate position.
Well, just the other day. The election is over. Biden is the winner. Just the other day, I had a fight with a guy, a Democratic progressive. We were talking about a woman by the name of Tara Reid, who, as you recall, was the woman who brought these allegations against Biden.
Right.
And this Democratic progressive was still claiming that there was something untoward or something wrong that was done in that case.
Well, nothing has come of it at this point, but, you know, allegations are allegations. The thing about allegations to me is they're just that. To say that President Trump, I've had people say to me, how could you get past the fact that President Trump has 23 credible allegations that he molested women? Okay, how many convictions does he have? How many of those people filed a lawsuit against him? How many people won? You know, their allegations are a dime a dozen. What's really necessary is to achieve proof. And if you've got proof and you can convince me that somebody is that bad, you know, then you got a case. We got to take a break. We have calls coming. We invite your participation. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. We're discussing what to expect from, assuming he's going to win the certifications he needs from the Electoral College. We're talking about what we might expect from President-elect Joe Biden. Give us a call, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Investing in your business, but not adding high-speed fiber? Bad decision. Like building a house with no air conditioning, hanging fuzzy dice from your rearview mirror, or getting 3 bacon double cheeseburgers and a diet soda. Don't be those people. Call Pentel Data and tell them you want real speed, as in the lightning-fast, ultra-reliable confidence only their fiber network can provide. Your employer will be so happy. They'll make bad decisions of their own. High-speed fiber from Pentel Data.
Home renovation is a very personal experience, and the end result should leave you falling in love with your new space over and over again. And achieving that takes attention to detail, care, and investment in quality. The expert kitchen and bath designers at Lewisburg Builder Supply know what that means, and they're ready to help you with free in-house measurements, free computer design, and recommendations on the pros who can help you get the job done right the first time. Call today at 523-1248 to schedule an appointment, or visit lewisburgbuilders.com to use our online appointment feature. The Kitchen and Bath Design Center at Lewisburg Builder Supply, 160 Hafer Road in Lewisburg.
Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies is proud to celebrate 65 years of serving the needs of Central Pennsylvania with outstanding respiratory services and quality home medical equipment. Hubs has solutions to make you and your loved ones safer and more independent at home. With locations including a new office in Sealands Grove, there's always a Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supply nearby to help improve your life.
The Home Depot has holiday savings of up to 40% on select appliances, like a Whirlpool 4-door French door refrigerator for just $15.98. It's perfect for a busy kitchen full of helping hands. That's where its fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish really shines. Order online and get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping improved. Up to 40% off select appliances. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Continental U.S. only. While supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Ross Dellinger joins us today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushaloff. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. We invite your participation in the program. Give us a call. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We do have one call pending from Jade. You're on the mark. Jade, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Great, thanks. I have a question for your guest, not meant to be a gotcha question, but it's bringing it down to the local level.
Okay.
Some things that we're concerned about in the Valley, and that has to do with the CARES funding for Northumberland County. I know that Union County has sort of got their ducks in a row, made their decisions, and my understanding correctly, even their disbursements. And in Northumberland County, there's sort of this hang-up on local, county projects versus what we call nonprofits. I'm a big library advocate, so I have a hard time putting libraries in the same category as nonprofits in general, because we do so much to serve the public, sort of like an extension of, schools or ICUs. And my understanding is we're not even on the list. Is there any, headway in that? Any headlights we can put on that?
Have you talked to your state? Who's controlling the money, the state or the feds?
I'm not sure.
If it's the feds, you should talk to Congressman Keller, or you should talk to the Senators Casey or Senator Toomey. If it's statewide, you should talk to Linda Culver or John Gordner.
I know that Linda Culver is aware of the situation, but my understanding is it's at the commissioner level. It's at the local level.
Okay.
That money has been given to, and the reason I called and asked you about it is because my understanding is, when I call to make my investigations, they say, well, CEDACOG is tied to this, and I know that you're aware of what goes on at CEDACOG.
Well, the only thing I know, and what I would suggest is, you're from Northumberland County, is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You have to understand, I'm not near as familiar with CEDACOG as I used to be, because I haven't worked there in 5.5 years. The first thing I would suggest you do is call the commissioner's office and ask them who are Northumberland County's representatives on CEDACOG's board of directors. I don't know who they are, but they can tell you. It's an easy question. If you get any kind of a runaround, call me, because the older I get, the more I'm learning. Every time you make a phone call, somebody's giving you a runaround. Okay, I digress. Find out who those representatives are, and then talk to them. My understanding, and here's how little my understanding is. I was in a store the other day, local store, and I bumped into a former co-worker. And in the course of our conversation, she did mention CEDACOG has received CARES funding, which is federal funding. And so there may be an opportunity since CEDACOG has received CARES funding. Maybe you talk to your representative on CEDACOG's board, and maybe they can be a liaison between you and CEDACOG to try and find out if there may be some of that funding available for local projects. I'm not sure.
Well, either that or go to a county commissioner's meeting and ask them directly.
Yeah, that's
well, letters have been sent, you know, by advocates from all nonprofits. You know, it's just that this is my understanding, and I could be incorrect on this, but my understanding is this is sort of unusual, especially in contrast, I know, to Union County, you know, who just had this disbursement long ago in an efficient manner, which included several nonprofits and their library.
Right.
Okay. Well, I would still suggest, you know, if the county commissioners are controlling it, I would suggest starting with them. You know, since you've already sent letters out, you know, show up at a meeting, ask them hold their feet to the fire. Call Sam Chicatano or call Kim Best, or, you know, they're certainly accessible. All three of the commissioners are accessible. If you have a serious question, I'd ask them. Hey, listen, good luck, Jay. We appreciate your call. 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. Back to the topic at hand. How is Joe Biden going to survive his cabinet picks? You know, you've got, on one hand, you have Bernie Sanders wanting to be Secretary of Labor. You have Elizabeth Warren wanting to be the Secretary of the Treasury, which would keep me up at night and give me nightmares and heartburn. You know, how is he going to appease the far left, the radical agenda that put him into office, and at the same time show the Republicans he wants to be, or the people who voted against him, that he wants to be their president, too? This is a tightrope I don't think anybody can walk falling off.
Joe, you know, sometimes when you ask me these questions, it's kind of like a fire hose. So let's slow down. Number one, you say the far left put Biden into office. I'm not so sure about that. You know who is, I'll ask you a question, who is the number one individual who aided Joe Biden's presidential run?
George Soros.
No, good God, you know, this is why you say, I'm a reasonable person and I give you an eye roll. Come on. Why don't you just say Daffy Duck?
I don't know that Daffy took a side in this election.
Okay, so you got the answer wrong, and I'm not going to give you a chance to answer it correctly. James Clyburn. There's just no doubt about it that if Congressman Clyburn had not given that very heartfelt recommendation endorsement for Joe Biden, things probably would have been different, okay? James Clyburn, I doubt that you're familiar with him, but he is no way, shape, or form a far-left individual. Maybe I was kind of kidding. Do you know who James Clyburn is?
I have a general idea.
James Clyburn is an 80-year-old congressman, African-American congressman from South Carolina. He is like, he's like such a respected individual down there. It's like people already are putting his portrait on in their homes.
Well, it depends on how you qualify help. I once said George Soros. A lot of money went into Biden's campaign from people like Michael Bloomberg and others who were putting hundreds of millions of dollars into trying to defeat President Trump. That's not necessarily to elect Joe Biden, but to defeat Trump.
Well, I'm not even sure where we're going at this point because you're...
Well, you're dodging my question. You're attempting to deflect, as you often accuse me of. I ask you, how is he going to take the Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and give them the cabinet posts they want and at the same time show the Republicans that he wants to work just as hard for them and bring them into the tent?
Do you know why? It is because... you're going to hate this, Joe, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway.
Go ahead.
No one's going to push Joe Biden around. You know, Joe Biden is going to do what he thinks is best. Joe Biden he's a pretty good politician. So he knows exactly what he's dealing with. He knows that he's got Republicans, a lot of hardline Republicans on the one side. On the other side, he's got what some people would say is a divided Democratic Party between the progressives and the moderates. Joe Biden knows that, and he's going to have to take steps. Exactly what those steps are going to be, I don't know, but he's going to have to take steps to balance all of that.
I've heard more than one pundit, say if he's lucky, the Republicans will take control of the Senate because that will help him fend off the hard left. You agree with that?
No, totally disagree with that. The best thing would be, because don't forget, even if the Democrats win quote-unquote control of the Senate, it's only going to be, they have to win the two runoffs in Georgia, which has...
Just to get to 50-50.
Exactly. It would only be 50-50. And then, of course, the vice president. So, with a 50-50 split... You're still going to have a lot of tough fights because those two blocks, especially on the Democratic side, they don't vote as a block. They all have their own little fiefdoms and their own little issues that they contest with. So another thing in Joe Biden's favor, and I'm not 100% sure about this, none of us are, he may choose to only be a one-term president. And if that's the case, he's got nothing to lose. So he can do whatever he thinks is right, is the right thing to do.
But he would still have an obligation to the party not to divide it any further. I mean, he's going to be looking for some way to keep the Democrats united. He's been a good, loyal party man for too long to want to preside over a schism between the far left and the left.
Well, the question is, where are his loyalties going to be? Are they going to be to some party? Are they going to be to the country? Wouldn't that be refreshing if we actually had a president of the United States who was really dedicated to doing what's right for the country, for the whole country? Biden has said over and over in his speeches...
But if the whole country doesn't agree with what he's doing, that doesn't matter.
The whole country agree with what he's doing.
If they disagree, in other words, if you're saying he's going to do all these wonderful things for the whole country, but if the whole country doesn't agree that what he's doing is good, we're no further ahead.
You got 330 million people in the United States. They're not going to agree or disagree on anything.
How many presidents have left office more popular than when they came in?
I know you're going to tell me.
In the last 75 years, Dwight Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan.
And Bill Clinton.
No, he didn't come out more. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be back after the news. This is WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Join us and On the Mark, 1-800-795-9565.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. With Minnesota now facing 4 weeks of tough new COVID restrictions, this local health care official says...
This is not us scaremongering. This is us seeing a wave coming towards us that we really hope we can survive.
More than 250,000 U.S. COVID deaths now, exceeding earlier worst-case scenarios. New York City schools have closed to in-person teaching today. Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten.
New York City should be credited for doing what no other major school system did, which is to reopen in-school instruction for kids in a safe way, but having community spread the way it's now going all across the country, schools are not impervious to that.
But in Washington,
CBS News has learned that the White House Coronavirus Task Force is not calling for schools to close. They're not calling for that because they say the data doesn't suggest that the virus is being a big spreader and spreading in schools. However, you know what they all are calling for? Closing of indoor dining and bars.
CBS's David Begno. Early results suggest the Oxford AstraZeneca trial vaccine has minimal side effects in all age groups.
The vaccine is extremely well tolerated in those who are over 55.
But it's not clear yet if the vaccine actually works. President Trump's said little about the pandemic lately, a lot about the election. He still insists he won. The Trump campaign continuing to pursue recounts in several states, though the election officials involved insist any discrepancies uncovered so far are minor and highly unlikely to affect any of the outcomes. In Israel, a controversial visit by America's top diplomat.
Mike Pompeo became the first Secretary of State to visit an Israeli settlement, touring a West Bank winery built on land claimed by the Palestinians.
Today, the United States Department of State stands strongly to the recognition that settlements can be done in a way that are lawful and appropriate and proper.
Most countries consider Jewish settlements to be illegal under international law. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
1 week before Thanksgiving,
turkey prices are down, with many families planning smaller Thanksgiving Day dinners amid coronavirus. The American Farm Bureau says the price of a 16-pound turkey is 7% lower than last year. The average price of a traditional Thanksgiving meal for 10 this year is $47.
CBS's Jim Krasula. Now, even Wonder Woman's had to adapt to the pandemic.
Nothing good is born from lies, and greatness is not what you think.
Warner Brothers announcing Wonder Woman 1984 will open in U.S. cinemas on Christmas Day, but HBO Max subscribers can also see it free for its first month. This is CBS News.
These days, better nutrition and stronger immunity are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more, so we can all be at our very best. Only Eggland's Best.
Mr. Clean. Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt-on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean. With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
A horrifying discovery on a Florida beach. Or was it? Peter King has that story.
Some volunteer beach cleaners in the Florida panhandle thought somebody had stuck his or her neck out a little bit too far. They discovered what appeared to be a decapitated human body covered with all kinds of gunk from the Gulf, washed up on shore. They even called 911. And then they discovered it was simply a headless store mannequin, much worse for the wear. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And finally, British experts tasked with minimizing environmental impact say they've identified a new threat to the planet.
You've got mail.
Yep, it's the billions of unnecessary emails sent every day, including those that say nothing more than thanks. The Financial Times reports that in the UK alone, more than 64 million unnecessary emails are sent every day, pumping thousands of tons of carbon into the atmosphere because of the power they consume. So think twice before forwarding that next cute kitten video. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Lately, we're doing a lot more at home, which means we're doing a lot less driving. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you only pay for the miles you drive. Drive less, save 50% with Allstate. You've never been in better hands. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Pricing varies based on how you buy, driving behaviors, and includes a daily rate. Not applicable in California. Based on annual premium paid by Allstate Standard Auto customers versus Allstate pay-per-mile customers who drive an average of 4,000 miles a year. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Copyright 2020 Allstate Insurance Company.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome back to On the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. If you want to send us an email, as one person has done this morning, email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. As I said to you earlier, On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, where they sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They're the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, all sizes of trucks, and a master towing service with decades of experience. You want to find the car of your dreams, the truck of your dreams? Go to www.sunburymotors.com, build exactly what you want, and they'll take it from there. We'll give you some news headlines and then get back to our discussion this morning. Teachers and the school board in Danville have a new contract. Danville School Board voted unanimously to approve the contract Wednesday night. The contract is retroactive to last school year and includes pay raises of 3% in each of 4 years, with teachers paying health insurance deductibles of $250 for individuals and $750 for families. Police in Mifflinburg are looking for vandals who painted racist graffiti in the borough earlier this week. Officers are looking at surveillance cameras and have sent pictures to state police to see if the graffiti contains gang symbols. WNEP-TV reports the blue graffiti was on garages, windows, and vehicles on Cherry Alley in the borough. There were 9 different locations in a 3-block radius that were spray-painted on Monday night. Call Mifflinburg Police if you have any information. And resources are now being stretched at Evangelical Community Hospital as it experiences the highest COVID-19 numbers since the start of the pandemic. President and CEO Kendra Ocker says there are currently 5 COVID-19 patients in the hospital's intensive care unit, with several patients waiting for beds. In addition, Ocker says Evangelical is adding ICU beds and expanding inpatient services as appropriate. With that, the need to staff these beds will force the hospital to compress services in order to ensure proper patient care. Ocker says the hospital is asking for patience from the public and needs to be more prudent in managing the community spread of the disease. She says the hospital needs the help of every member of the community it serves by following state and hospital guidance to mitigate the spread. That's our look at news headlines this morning. Back to On the Mark. It's an open phones day, 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And one of our emailers says, when I called on Wednesday, I wanted to be 100% clear. When I was talking about Mike being a caller that usually makes sense with his points, it was Mike from Millmont, as your program has 2 mics that are regulars. And yes, Joe, you do seem somewhat more argumentative when dealing with more liberal callers. I know your defense. I like his policies, even though I don't agree with the way he talks about people. One more thing today. I know Steve fairly well. Nice guy for all today's callers that I am sure will be calling to beat him up for standing up for his beliefs. Actually, I don't think anybody's been beating you up for your beliefs. I certainly haven't.
Well,
I've been challenging you as you challenge me, but that's what this program is about, right?
No, I don't know that I've ever challenged you, Joe. I've just had some interesting discussions with you, and I've tried to point out the error of your ways. If you would only listen to me, you'd be a lot happier.
No, I wouldn't. Bernie for Secretary of Labor. What do you think?
Oh, there we go.
That's where we left off.
I'm a terrible predictor, but I don't think you're going to see a lot of well-known people like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, et cetera, in the cabinet.
But the left is going to want its pound of flesh. I mean, they did help him push him over the edge.
Well,
over the top.
You know, be that as it may, and to a degree, they also the left also got, you might say, Kamala Harris, who is someone whom I think that side of the Democratic Party tends to agree with. If you look at some of the people who worked in Biden's campaign, they are definitely people who are from that side of the Democratic Party. Right now there's a discussion going on about who his press secretary will be, and there are three women, two of whom are pretty well-known, fairly outspoken, progressive women. So, you know, the left is going to have I don't know how to put it without being crude about it. So I think there will be individuals in the Biden administration who will appeal to that side of the Democratic Party.
Warren for Treasury?
I don't think so. The other thing is, you cannot, in my opinion, you got to be very careful about pulling people out of the United States Senate. I mean, as we just discussed, at best, if a miracle occurs down in Georgia, the Democrats will have a 50-50 split in the Senate. You take Elizabeth Warren out of Massachusetts, now you've got to replace
her.
You
had a Democratic governor who will make that replacement.
Well, see, the question is I don't know how soon that seat would come up for election. I think
2 years.
Okay, I think the rule is if somebody is pulled out of their Senate seat, as soon as there's another election for the Senate.
Right, which will be in 2 years.
Okay. So that means in 2 years, Biden would be in danger of losing a Senate seat from Massachusetts. Remember when, I believe this is accurate, I'm sure you can tell me, when Ted Kennedy left, when he left the Senate, the Republicans won that seat.
Yeah, I think they did.
From Massachusetts.
All right, Chris from Milton, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Oh, geez, I just called and I was busy before that. It faked me out.
Well, you're on the mark now, buddy.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to say a couple things about what Sydney said the last couple days. She asked which Democrats had voted against both wars. I assume she meant Afghan and Iraq wars. And that's sort of a trick standard, because no senators voted against it, and one representative did who was Democratic. In the Senate, that's in the Senate. In the House, one representative voted against the war that was Democratic. No senators did. So you can't find anybody who voted that way. So that's a ridiculous standard. And against the Iraq war, 23 Democratic senators voted for it, 96% of Republicans voted for it. In the House, that was about the same. And maybe all senators in the actually voted against it, I think. In the House, it was 96% of Republicans voted against it, voted for the war. And about 80% of Democrats voted against it. So if she's looking for somebody to avoid wars, the Democrats seem much more likely than Republicans on that front. She also talked about the $13 million as being the terrible reason why Biden wanted the turnover to start. And that seems like a kind of empty statement too, because Trump got his money when he was doing it, and you need money. You need office space, you need people, you need computers, you need conversations, you need travel, you need all sorts of things.
$13 million worth?
That's what they're allowed. I don't know if they have to spend it all, but that's what they're allowed, and that's what what the law says today, and I think that's what the law said when Trump was president, and she didn't bother looking that up and finding out what was going on there and complain about
it. Well, I would be surprised if any president turned any of that money back.
And as far as, I'm sure Trump didn't, The other thing about the election you were talking about, first of all, I'd say that what Democrats were saying about Trump were pretty much the same things that Republicans were saying about Trump during the primaries. And they And I'll also point out that when Trump was elected, the Republicans lost 6 House members and 2 Senate members. So that's not much different either.
No, it's substantially different. They lost 10 seats. They lost, the Democrats lost 10, didn't pick up any. I picked up one flip in the Senate.
Picked one senator and
lost 10 House seats.
And maybe they've lost 10, but Trump lost 6.
So, and more on the Democrats than the Republicans. That's a pretty substantial change between 6 and 10.
Yeah, 6 is pretty substantial, too, when your president wins. That's what I mean. It's parallel. So that's not anything that didn't happen with Trump. And they also, the other people who put the Dems in power, won the presidential election, were Republican defectors. And moderates broke heavily for Biden, so he also owes them too. So you can't just say he owes the left wing of the Democratic Party.
But I think you will agree the left wing of the Democratic Party uniting behind him, in particular Bernie Sanders, is what guaranteed him the nomination and won him the election.
No way.
The moderates. That's my point.
Yes.
The moderates hadn't broken for Biden, he wouldn't have lost, and the Republican, a lot of Republican defectors like Ridge and very respectable Republicans, wouldn't have won either.
Nice to hear you use the word respectable in front of Republicans.
And also, when the Republicans are in power, I don't see anywhere they didn't do the most extreme stuff they could get away with. And
extreme by your standard, not by Republican standards. Republicans announced how they would
Republican
do
standards. Where did they moderate anything?
Packing the Supreme Court. Packing the
Trump.
Supreme. The Republicans haven't proposed packing the Supreme Court, my friend.
Well, that's not really an issue now, is it?
Yes, it is. It's pretty radical. I think that's Joe Biden refused to take it off the table.
No, they changed the rules in order to get what they wanted out of the Supreme Court too, didn't they?
Who?
Republicans.
Well, you know, Joe Manchin has said he isn't going to be the 50th or 51st vote to do any of that stuff.
So that's not even an issue now.
Well, it's an issue with the far left. It's an issue with the squad.
It's an issue with the left, but it's not going to happen, right?
Well, that's what you say now, but I wouldn't say
it's if the Democrats get 55 votes in the Senate, then maybe it will become an issue in 2 years.
Always,
but it's certainly not an issue now.
Okay. Always fun to talk to you, Chris, but we've got another caller pending, and you've had 6 minutes. And I invite you to call back anytime. You and I disagree, but I think you know I respect your opinions. Do you know that?
Oh, I think I do. I don't think you used to at the very beginning,
but
I think you've come to.
Thank you, Chris.
And I respect your more moderate approach, but the idea that you support his policies and not his character. His policies were to separate children at the border. His policy was to build a stupid, unuseful wall.
And he put those kids in those nice cages that Barack Obama was kind enough to build for him. Listen, Chris, we do have to go. I'm sorry. We have to take Mike from Millmont. Mike, you're on the mark.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hanging in there, buddy. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. I got a couple. I have a suggestion for Biden how to rule for everybody, how to be everybody's president.
Okay, how?
One of the most frustrating things for I and others that I know was Trump had this tendency to put people in charge of departments who were totally against the mandate of that particular department and or had no qualifications or understanding of the department that they were supposed to be being the head of. So, I mean, The one that always bothered me was the EPA, for instance. Why not put somebody there that understands the mandate, cares about clean water and clean air? Put some of the clean water and clean air rules back into effect. Anytime you do anything to help the environment, you're automatically helping to do something about people's concerns with climate change and all that stuff.
Has there been any research that
shows?
I
don't see a like Bernie, this business about Bernie as the Department of what, Labor, did you say?
Yes, he wants to be Labor Secretary, I hear.
Well, Bernie's been for the working guy for a long time, and I think we're long overdue to start getting some schooling and things together to train people to do jobs for the future. I mean, like the people in the coal places, or coal's going away, no matter what people says, because natural gas is replacing it because it's cheaper and cleaner. So we need, why not have somebody like Bernie who cares about working folks to get in there and get a few things together to train people to do other jobs and make a better living. Things like that. That would help everybody.
Okay.
It's not really that complicated to me.
But has there been
put people in positions that they understand and are qualified to deal with. That'd be refreshing to me. I don't know how other people feel about it.
Let me ask you this question. Has there been any research that shows any adverse environmental impacts from the things President Trump has done? Any current research?
Well, you know, you got me on that one. I have no idea. But if you're reversing clean water and clean air rules and regulations,
but his point
was
they were,
that as being a helpful thing to do for the environment?
His point was that they were overreaches, that they were far more than needed to be done. And if he
he had research to support that they were overreaches, I suppose, with
but I would think that would be
researches that he did.
That would be easy to prove if there was an immediate opposite adverse reaction to what he had done.
The EPA was the law that formed the EPA was signed into law by a Republican president, and it was after a giant uproar from the people in the country on account of things like Love Canal and the behavior of the chemical companies. And people want clean air and clean water for their children and their grandchildren. I mean, that's not really too complicated, it doesn't seem to me. But
he didn't take away something that would make another Love Canal possible.
Well, Love Canal is still going on if you look into it. They haven't even cleaned that up yet. I mean, that's just some big stuff, you know. It's a terrible thing there.
No,
people get
awful.
Sick again from the Love Canal. It was a horrible place there, you know. So those things have to continue to try to make the environment better for people, not worse, to me.
But how do you draw the line between the jobs that it costs and the benefit that it produces? Where's the cost-benefit ratio line that you, Mike from Milmont, are going to draw?
That's a good question. I mean, you see things even here in Trumpsterville. I mean, you see farmers putting larger boundaries in between the small streams on their farms with a buffer zone before they out to where they actually farm. And they seem to be doing okay, you know. I mean, it's just small stuff that you do to try to cut down on runoff and all the nitrogen and fertilizer going into the Chesapeake Bay that we produce in Pennsylvania. And little things like that. I mean, all those things. I dare you to come up with a negative for something like that, and it doesn't seem to affect people that much.
The negative
management and conservation.
The negative would be if it cost more jobs and if the cost-benefit ratio wasn't there. I don't know. I ask you the question because I thought maybe you had some idea, or because I don't. You know, I don't want to take someone's job away from them, but I don't want to take clean water away from people either. So there's got to be some kind of happy medium.
The whole idea is to try to find that compromise middle ground, I suppose, right?
Right. I agree there.
Hey, and that's why you need people that are interested in it and care about stuff like that to look into it.
Well, as long as they don't have a preconceived agenda. I'm with you as long as they don't have a preconceived agenda and a list of things they want to do immediately because they're on one side of an issue.
Cleaner air and cleaner water, if somebody has an agenda of wanting a little bit cleaner air or maintaining the air quality we have or maintaining the water quality that we have, would be considered an agenda. And that would somehow not be a good thing with you because it's an agenda?
But at what cost, Mike? That's my point. You know, I want to know what the cost is.
And keeping chemical companies from dumping stuff into the water, do you know somebody that's That's against that?
No, not off the top of my head.
Hey, listen. I mean, this is not rocket science. None of it's really that complicated. You know, a lot of it's just common sense about taking care of the planet we live on a little bit.
Hey, fair enough.
Because of our children. And our grandchildren.
We're up against a break here, Mike, but thank you for calling. Appreciate your call and your comments as always. 1-800-795-9565. We'll take that break and we'll be back with On the Mark. We invite your calls, your emails. And one of our emailers points out something I knew but forgot. Presently, Massachusetts has a GOP governor, which means that he would appoint the replacement for Bernie Sanders. And not Bernie Sanders, but for Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
So, all right. So she's toast. We'll be right back after this.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Don't worry, you still have time. This year, switch to a Medicare plan from a name you trust, Geisinger. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month, including coverage for medical, hospital, and prescriptions with most plans. With $0 deductibles, $0 preventive care, $0 vaccines, insulin as low as $17.50 a month, which could save you thousands per year. Specialist visits with no referral. Telemedicine visits as low as $0. Plus options for dental, vision, and hearing benefits. Learn more at geisingergold.com/radio. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans give you access to our many doctors and hospitals, plus thousands more. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. For a Medicare Advantage plan you know you can count on, switch to Geisinger. Visit geisingergold.com/radio to switch today.
$17.50 per month for insulin is with 90-day supply. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans are HMO and PPO plans with Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Are you working on a remodel or new construction job and need new carpet and flooring? Save time and money by calling Garvey's Flooring America. Choosing Garvey's Flooring America for your commercial space means you'll pay the lowest prices from the largest selection of in-stock carpet and floors in the valley. Garvey's commercial division is known for having the highest standards in the industry. Whether an office, a school, church, or restaurant, Garvey's Flooring America has the experience to guide you from start to finish, providing solutions to make it happen on time and on budget. Visit us online at garveyscarpet.com.
I would say life does get expensive. Aside from work and school, we have dance, gymnastics, baseball, swimming. It all adds up.
But Giant makes our life so much easier.
You're not going there like, oh, well, the cost is good, but the quality is okay.
No, at Giant, I'm getting quality. And when I look at that bill, I feel like, okay, you know what? I think that's great.
Yeah.
Giant, for today's table. Earn your free turkey plus all the sides through Giant Choice Rewards.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me is Steve Kushaloff. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. Got a call coming in. Your calls are welcome. Three other lines wide open at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. And Joe Biden and the left, you can rule out Elizabeth Warren for Secretary of Treasury, which would be like giving the fox the key to the hen house, in my opinion.
You know, Joe, I got to give you credit. You never drop the hyperbole. It's always why your attitude seems to be, why state something? Why state it if I can overstate it? Now, all morning, you have been trying to relitigate the election.
No, I haven't. I accept the fact that Joe Biden has won the presidency. I'm not relitigating it.
No, but you're still trying to say that Joe Biden is going to spearhead this socialist, overly progressive.
I think they believe they can. I think. Bernie Sanders is the one who said that he's going to make him the most progressive president since FDR.
And you almost there said something semi-accurate when you said, I think they believe. Well, you know, you may have a grain of truth there that the progressives, as you know, believe they can push Biden a certain way. But as I've told you, Biden is going to do what he thinks is the right thing to do, and he weighing all of the different forces that are out there. Now, as it happens, I'm number one. You've said a couple times this morning that Bernie Sanders and the progressives are the reason Joe Biden got
they
the nomination.
Say they say they are.
And you
I'm
say
quoting
they
that.
Are.
Well, I'm quoting them.
Well, I haven't seen that, so I can only take your word for it. And with all due respect,
you haven't heard AOC say that? You haven't heard Ilhan Omar say
you
that?
You know, right now I'm actually reading a lengthy interview right here on my iPad from AOC. Who, by the way, is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
right?
You know, and I'm still looking for where she said Joe Biden owes her, or we did this, or we did that, and I'm still not seeing it. But it was not the progressives that won the nomination and election for Joe Biden. It was the African-American community. Look at how well he did in Michigan. That was coming out of the city of Detroit.
But 18% of black men voted for Trump.
Yes, black men. How many?
18%.
Okay, 18%. Okay, I thought you said 80%.
No, 18%.
Okay.
And he got 9% more from women of color, 9% more than he did the last time.
Okay, well, that's terrific, because still all, you know, by and large, it was still the African-American community.
No argument. But the question I'm getting to is, did they vote for him because they believe Trump is a racist, or did they vote for him because they believe Joe Biden would be more empathetic to their causes?
Probably a combination of the two. And, you know, I'm sure they recognize that Trump is a racist, and so they probably
voted. I don't recognize that Trump is a racist.
We could discuss that ad infinitum. But, you know, I'll tell you, now here's one thing you haven't even touched on.
Okay, what haven't I touched on?
Which one reason I think Joe Biden did pretty well is because there were no serious third-party candidates.
We agree.
Okay, you had this Jorgensen person.
JoJo Jorgensen, not a person. She's a woman, a very qualified woman and a very bright woman.
I said she was a person. What's wrong with that?
Well, you should be more specific and give her credit for her academic achievements.
Be that as it may. I think in 4 years, I think you are going to see two things. I think you're going to see more third-party candidates.
Especially if the far right dominates the Republicans and the far left the Democrats.
Which, okay, maybe not, Joe, because I question if that's going to happen. I think there's a greater likelihood of the far right dominating the Republicans than the far left dominating the Democrats, because the electorate, the Republican electorate, is so right-wing that they have the more moderate Republicans scared stiff. You know, I mean, you can't even...
And look at all the Democrats who have been facing challenges because they went against AOC. And you're saying that the Democrats aren't shaking in their boots over the squad and the far left?
Shaking in their boots.
Oh, I think they are.
You know,
even Nancy Pelosi won't stand up to them.
You mentioned Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, you know, okay, he comes from a pretty conservative state, but there's no reason that some progressive couldn't rise up and oppose Joe Manchin. But he still tells you what he thinks. He still comes out and says what he wants to say. I think Democrats, moderate Democrats, will stand up to a challenge from the more progressive wing, then I think moderate Republicans will stand up to a challenge from the more right-wing side.
But look at all the people where Elizabeth Ocasio-Cortez outright threatened. If you know, you're going to get somebody running against you in the primary, and she did it. And they beat back a number of Democratic congressmen who opposed their far-left agenda. And you're saying that you think the Republican... Name me a Republican where that happened, where the far-right came after a moderate Republican beat him.
Hey, all I know is you've got Republican senators who can't even say, they certainly won't admit that Joe Biden won the election, and they won't even say that regardless of the election outcomes, we need to get The transition wheels.
Well, Republicans are saying that. More than one Republican senator has come out and said the president needs to start giving him the intelligence briefings and start doing the things necessary for a transition.
More than one. That's great. How many Republican senators are there? There's, what, 52, 53,
but 54? But if the roles were reversed, how many Democrats do you think would be coming out and saying that the president shouldn't get his day in court? How many?
Hey, we're not saying day in court. Donald Trump.
But that's what's holding it up. He is pursuing his day in court.
That's fine. But even if Trump is pursuing his day in court, doesn't mean that you can't get the wheels of transition
There I agree with you. He should be making sure that Joe Biden gets those briefings. And I think he should make sure that he gets the transition money. Although I can understand not wanting to allocate, because Democrats have been accusing him of driving up the deficit, $13 million is a fair amount of money. You want to make certain it's going to be spent and needs to be spent before you move on. But I don't think that the president's challenges in court are going to substantially alter any election. From what I've seen, there isn't that, although I am concerned about them continuing to find 25, 26, 2700 uncounted votes in Georgia. That's a little concerning to me.
Well, okay, so that brought the margin, which was pretty close, down from about 14,000 and change down to about 12,000 and change.
11 and change, maybe.
Okay. No, I think it was 12. I even did the math.
Well, I don't
know
that they included the last group in that. I thought they were still counting them. They just discovered those another 2,500 uncounted ballots yesterday.
Well,
maybe they counted them.
Be that as it may.
But they're supposed to be done by lunchtime today, so hopefully we'll know.
Right. And yet, and that still won't end things. You know.
But it should. I mean, at some point, you know, I keep seeing these memes of people, armed officers dragging the president out of the Oval Office. I don't think it's going to come to that. I think once he exhausts his legal challenges, he will go quietly into that good night. I think he will form either another network of his own or some political action committee to try and remain relevant and perhaps even run again in 4 years. But, you know, that remains to be seen.
You know, I don't know exactly, and I know I had it in my notes here somewhere. I don't know exactly how many people voted in Pennsylvania. And here we've got the Trump administration going to our state Supreme Court saying they think all the votes in Pennsylvania should just be cast aside and that the Republican legislature should put in place a slate of electors to choose who Pennsylvania's votes are going to go forth. And so this means that everybody who voted in Pennsylvania, their vote would just be thrown out.
Judge Brand asked that question in considering it's not before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Right now it's before Judge Brand in Lewisburg or in Williamsport.
Right.
And he asked that question. Should everybody's vote be thrown out? And what remedy is that? And it's an excellent point. You know, you're assuming I can ask a court anything. I can file any kind of a lawsuit, whether I'm throwing crap against the wall hoping some of it will stick or whether I have a legitimate reason to believe it. I can file any lawsuit against anybody. You know, they used to say a district attorney could indict a ham sandwich. You know, well, you can sue a ham sandwich, I guess, too.
All I'm saying is, so it sounds like what you're saying is, hey, if Trump and Giuliani and Steve Bannon want to go ahead and file a lawsuit, what's the harm? Let them do it. But
that's their right.
Absolutely. It's their right. But let's look at what's the basis of that. Here's my note, Joe. It said nearly
seven. If it's got no basis, it'll be thrown out. Some of his suits already have been thrown out.
That's not the point. The point is, this is Donald Trump telling nearly 7 million people in Pennsylvania, your votes, the effort you made to vote, doesn't matter. That Democratic norms and the way we do things.
Well, almost half of them
were
voting for him. So, I mean, I don't think he's telling all 7 million people their votes don't count.
Well, when they say to the judge, we want all those Pennsylvania votes thrown out.
But what was the reason he says he wants them thrown out?
Well, let's see what they are.
You look them up while we take our break because we've got to do that. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. We invite your calls. Email us at onthemarkwkok.com. As Tom has done, we'll get to that in a moment. Or text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way? The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Evangelical Community Hospital's COVID-19 alternative testing site has relocated to 1499 St. Mary Street, Lewisburg. Individuals should first call their primary care provider to share any symptoms or concerns related to COVID-19. The physician can then determine if testing is warranted and refer to the testing site. Current hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. For more information, call the hospital's COVID-19 hotline at 570-522-4533.
Don't worry, you still have time. This year, switch to a Medicare plan from a name you trust, Geisinger. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month, including coverage for medical, hospital, and prescriptions with most plans. With $0 deductibles, $0 preventive care, $0 vaccines, insulin as low as $17.50 a month, which could save you thousands per year. Specialist visits with no referral. Telemedicine visits as low as $0. Plus options for dental, vision, and hearing benefits. Learn more at geisingergold.com/radio. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans give you access to our many doctors and hospitals, plus thousands more. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. For a Medicare Advantage plan you know you can count on, switch to Geisinger. Visit geisingergold.com/radio to switch today.
$17.50 per month for insulin is with 90-day supply. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans are HMO and PPO plans with Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's Brad Nessler.
You can't have as good a coach as there's ever been not be on the sideline and not have it have an impact on the kids. But I'm sure Nick will be on a Zoom deal and everything until the 90-minute meeting. But he's got like six former head coaches on that staff. So it's not like they're going to go out to practice and go, oh, my goodness, who's going to coach this spot today?
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Ross Dellinger joins us today, 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Steve Kushloff. Bob from Danville's on the phone. We'll get to him in just a second. You were looking something up before we went to break?
Well, we were talking about why does the Trump administration want to overturn Pennsylvania's results? And again, like I said, nearly 7 million people voted in Pennsylvania. The Trump administration wants to throw out those results, and they want the Republican legislature to put in a slate of electors who would then cast Pennsylvania's votes. Now, what are the reasons? You said, what are the reasons? Well, the Trump campaign says that some Democrat-leaning counties allowed voters to fix errors.
Okay.
While they say Republican-leaning counties did not.
I've heard that argument.
I've heard it, and I've got it here. We don't. Okay, that's one thing. And the second thing is they also claim observers were not allowed to watch votes being cast, which
that I disagree with. I mean, they were allowed in the room, but the judge said 6 feet, and then the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said, no, just in the same room is good enough.
Well, who knows?
So I could put you at the far end of a big, giant hallway.
Yeah, but that's probably not what happened.
That is what happened. That's exactly what happened.
You know, and maybe it wasn't 6 feet, so maybe it was 8 feet.
But
so,
you've got to be close enough to actually observe
but
it.
But the point is,
we got a call coming in.
Well, here. Quickly finish his point. So let's say some of this is true. The thing about the errors, the thing about the observers. Is that enough to throw out 7 million votes?
It's not throwing all 7 million out. It's throwing out the ones that voted for Joe Biden.
They want to throw out Pennsylvania's results.
Well, the results are one thing, but, you know, some of the people voted for Trump in that group, so...
They would go, too. Votes would go, too.
But the intent of the voters, if it was subjugated to something criminal or illegal or unfair, should they not be thrown out?
Well, let's find out if it was really unfair. Fair.
All right. But, you know, we all talk about how fair our elections is. Well, I'll get back to this in a minute. Bob from Danville, you've waited patiently. You're on the mark.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Along the same lines that you were just talking about, you know, my understanding is that if they counted only the votes that were on election day, November 3rd, that Trump would have won just about every state.
Right.
So my question is, and why I wonder about this, and I haven't really heard anybody talk about it that much, is, you know, people got votes that didn't request them. So, and also, what role did social media have in this by encouraging voters, and of course they know who's Republican and who's Democrat. So if they got in there and just encouraged voters to vote, mostly Democrats, then that would sway the vote. And also sending, you know, like I said, sending, you know, mail-in votes to the people who didn't even ask for them. So I still can't wrap my head around the fact that Biden actually supposedly won this election. And the reason, and those that I've just talked about are some of the reasons why I think that happened. And I don't think that's fair. And I think that's why people are upset about the whole situation here.
But, if you know, I agree with you, the fact that on election night, I think the reporting was that Trump would probably have won almost every state. But then mail-in ballots during the time of a pandemic are not an unreasonable thing to have put out there. I mean, I agree with you. People who were sent ballots who didn't ask for them, I've got a problem with that. In the states where that was done, I think it was wrong. But on the other hand, requesting a ballot saying, I don't want to go to the polls because I'm afraid of COVID, to me, that's a perfectly legitimate thing and should be a request that's honored, don't you think?
I agree with that. But what about those votes, those mail-in votes that were sent to people who didn't request them? And what about the issue, and it was brought up in the last election, too, about social media? Well, you know, Facebook, they know who's Democrat and who's Republican. So if they just encourage the Democrats, just remind them over and over again online.
And see,
please vote. Well, that affects the numbers.
How does Facebook know if I am a Democrat or a Republican?
Oh, I think they know a lot of things that we don't even think that they know. I think they do know.
You know, I mean, I open Facebook, and I see posts from people on the right and from people on the left. So I don't know how Facebook is going to encourage me to vote mail-in and yet discourage a Republican from voting mail-in. That's one thing.
I don't think it's discouraging. I think it's just skewed to one side to encourage Democrats to vote. I don't know if that's true. I really don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
But they talked about it in the last election, and it certainly is possible. And I think that they do know who's a Democrat and Republican. And I wouldn't put it past them too, because they lean to the left.
Well, they certainly have made decisions editorially. You know, their argument is that all we are is we're like, we just pass this stuff on. We're like the phone company. But the problem is they're also editing those calls. These algorithms they have tend to, post things or tend to come after the conservative viewpoint far more than the liberal viewpoint. Matter of fact, they have any number of times where Republicans or conservatives have had their posts taken down, including the New York Post, and they can't point to one time where the same thing has happened to a Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, just address the question: How is it possible that if Trump could have won every state, if it was just counted? The votes were counted on election day, that it could be reversed when you count the votes that are mailed in. Why? Well, how is that possible?
Well, it's possible if more people voted by mail than showed up at the polls. I mean, basically, everybody said.
But why skewed one way or the other?
Why
are the mail-in votes so skewed to one side compared to the people who went and actually voted?
I think a lot of that has to do with your view of personal safety. I know from my own polling place that the overwhelming majority of the people who went out and voted on election day were Republicans. And I'm sure the overwhelming majority of people who voted by mail were Democrats. And so the
why is that?
I think safety.
Why is it skewed so much?
I think it's I think it's got a lot to do with the virus and how people react to the virus and whether they feel safe or not. But I agree with you about
Republicans and Democrats would be equally afraid of the virus.
No.
Why would it be so skewed on one side?
Because this whole virus, and this gets to a sort of a different issue, this whole virus and everything surrounding it has become so politicized.
No argument there.
The other day, I just want to throw this in real quick. The other day, I heard a caller to this show say the words, Dr. Anthony Fauci has been part of the deep state for years.
Really? I don't remember somebody
saying
that.
Oh, yeah. I heard it on my radio.
Okay. Hey, Bob, thanks for your call. We've got to take a break, but we appreciate your call, and we appreciate the comments you made and the fact you brought up an interesting point. We'll get back to it. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number. Give us a call at 1-800-795-9565. We'll take our final break of the day, and then we've got Bob from PacSinus that we're going to be talking to on the mark.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motor Way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Things change as you get older. Your tastes, your interests, maybe even your bedtime. Your healthcare needs change too. So Geisinger created a whole new approach to primary care for people 65 and older. Introducing Geisinger 65 Forward. Now you get more time with your doctors and more services under one roof. We're accepting new patients at our locations in Kingston, Scranton, Schmokendam, Hazleton, and Wilkes-Barre. Learn more at geisinger.org/signmeup.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
COVID-19 impacted a lot of things this year, including regular vaccination appointments. Vaccines help protect you and everyone around you, especially during flu season. Schedule an appointment with your healthcare provider today to make sure you and your children are vaccinated. Vaccines keep us safe, and they work. Skip the flu this year. Get your vaccination today. Let's stay protected together. For more information, visit health.pa.gov, paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Penn State football is on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Intercepted! Penn State's got it! And the Nittany Lions are Cotton Bowl champions!
Penn State football is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Glick Associates, United Plate Glass, Orbidorf Carpet One, and Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve. The Nittany Lions return to Beaver Stadium Saturday to take on Iowa. Be on beginning at 2 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Joe McGranahan here with Steve Kushaloff. Mark Lawrence taking the day off to go hunt some deer with his bow and arrow. And Bob from PacSinus is on the mark. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys?
Hanging in there. How about you?
I was just calling in. You know, Trump won't accept defeat from Biden just because he knows Biden's going to do better than him when he's president. And Biden's already doing what he said he was going to do when he became president, implement the national strategy to combat the virus. You know, Trump don't even see the virus as a problem.
What's the national strategy that Joe Biden has implemented?
Well, his team's working on it.
Well, I thought he already had the plan in place. He was telling us during the election he knew how to solve the problem.
Well, he does, but he doesn't have the funding to get it started. We need lots of PPE. We need people to start obeying the rules that are given to them. And, you know, I go into a store and there's people walking around without a mask on, and you say something to them, they're like, well, meet me in the parking lot.
Well, how about the governor of California who has all these tough restrictions and he's in a $500 a plate restaurant with no mask on?
Yeah, well, he's trying to get coronavirus too.
Right. And, you know, don't forget, Joe is the guy, Mr. McGranahan, who said, hey, we haven't seen anything about Joe Biden's economic plan. And I had to correct Joe and say, Biden put out an economic plan about 4 or 5 months ago, very comprehensive. So I will correct you again, Joe. Joe Biden put out a plan to deal with coronavirus, pretty detailed plan, about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay, so what's different than what the president's doing?
Oh, because, well, what's different? Because Donald Trump has no plan.
No, no. Well, I'm saying what the actions the president has taken, what's different that Joe Biden has proposed? What would he have done differently?
He wouldn't have left it up to the governors of the states to do it.
But he doesn't have any choice. The governors of the state, when he tried to impose a shutdown.
He would have declared that emergency and got that funding that Trump refuses to do. That's what he's going to do as soon as he's president. He's going to get that funding and fix things.
And the Republicans,
you know,
tried to pass...
to pay $3 million to find out he lost again for a recount.
Well, the Republicans tried to pass relief bills twice that would have put the $600 unemployment back in and would have sent another $1,200 check out to the citizens.
Yeah, but what
and
else
the Democrats
they, what
voted
else
against
sneaking
it.
Sneaking in there?
Nothing. The Democrats wanted to sneak in bailing out the big states from their pension plans.
Well, you know, let's try to stick to what we were talking about, which the caller brought up, is coronavirus plans. You ask what Biden would do.
That was different.
You're right. It is up to the governors, and Biden knows that. And Biden says the first thing he would do is he would get the governors on the phone and try to persuade the governors to put in place a mask mandate. And Biden said, failing that, he would then go lower than that. He would talk to mayors. He would talk to county commissioners.
So he's going to get on the phone with 6,000 of us mayors around the country.
Maybe he will.
20,000 mayors.
Joe Biden, as I'm sure you don't know, Joe, Biden began his political career essentially as a county commissioner.
Yes, I do know that.
Oh, very good. Okay. So that's the first thing he would do. He would try to put in place a mask mandate. He would have a deliberate plan for testing.
But how many states don't have where the governor came out and said, wear a mask? There isn't anybody in the United States, any governor, that isn't saying, don't wear a mask.
They may not be saying, don't wear a mask. No one says, don't wear a mask. For heaven's sake, you can wear a mask anytime
well,
you want.
Well, let's take Governor Newsom, who has all these draconian restrictions, and he doesn't follow them himself.
No, he went to one.
More than one. He went to two.
Okay, let's look at the governor from South Dakota, a female.
I'm sorry, Bob, did you have another comment you wanted to make? I'm sorry, this is your time. I apologize.
No, I'm glad I'm making your program a little bit more interesting.
Well,
than
you are.
You livened
the join up, Bob. You livened the join up. Hey, thanks for your call. Okay, go ahead, Steve.
All I'm saying is you've got governors, for instance, the governor of South Dakota, who I believe has made it very clear she will not put in place a mask mandate because, God forbid, it would infringe somebody's freedoms.
But Bob was right. I've seen people in the stores, and he was absolutely right when he says if you go up and say to somebody, why aren't you wearing a mask, you know, they want to take you out in the parking lot and beat your brains out. I mean, there are some people who are like that. And you're not, even if you have a mask mandate, you're not going to stop those people who feel their personal liberties and rights are being trampled on by
not.
The government.
So what should you do? Not even make the effort?
I don't know, but I don't think you can force people to do something that they don't think is in their own self-interest.
No, but at least you encourage.
Okay, Steve, it's always great to have you here. I'm sure we're going to see you more because Mark's got more hunting to do. Thanks so much for being in here today.
Always a pleasure.
Tomorrow, I believe it's Mark and Ben Reichle and On the Mark, and I'll be back on Monday with Mark on WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. It's 10 o'clock, time for Dan Patrick.